Good morning, everyone.
各位早。
And may the peace of God be with you.
愿神的平安与大家同在。
It's kind of hot here.
今天很热，我就不能帮你脱衣服。
I thank Pastor Shell for giving me such an opportunity to come back to be with you and share with you this morning.
我谢谢肖牧师给我这个机会，让我回到你们大家当中，可以再次跟你们分享信息。
But this is a very special day, however.
It's
September 11.
今天真是一个特别的日子，是我们美国难忘的911的一天。
And I thank Pastor Shell's prayer.To remember this day that America was under attack and that God has saved us and God has kept us safe to continue to glorify Him and live for Him.
谢谢神的保守，保守我们美国这个国家，保护我们，让我们在他的爱里面继续能够平安的过日子。
We thank God for the freedom of worship.In Him.
我们更谢谢神，让我们能够靠的在他的名底下，我们能够自由的敬拜。
And this morning I come to report to you my trip to China and my missions in China for the last two times.
我想跟他今天用这个时间跟大家报告我过去两次到大陆的宣教。
Thank God that last year I have been able to be in China for two times, each time 1 month, and then the next time 2 months.
我感谢主，让我在过去的日子有两次到大陆做宣教。第一次我待了一个月，第二次我待了两个月。
And I thank God for your prayers for me to be able to share His gospels and to be able to build churches and train many workers in China.
我谢谢大家在主里面给我的祷告跟支持，我不但能够宣教、传福音，而且我还能够在那边建立教会，同时有许多的门徒训练。
And I especially thank God for how brothers and sisters have been supporting me and love me and all your gifts and all your wonderful support help me to be able to accomplish this task and provide all the finances possible.
我谢谢弟兄姐妹给我各式各样的支持，给我礼物，特别在经济上给我支援，能够让我完成这些宣教的活动。
And certainly, I've been praying for all of you too.
当然，我也为大家祷告。
And thank God that all of you been able to share the gospel, continue to faithfully working so hard to support the ministry in this church, my church.
谢谢大家对教会的爱跟支持，能够继续。推动在教会各个式样的施工，这是我的教会。
And I certainly thank God for Pastor Xiao and his wife, who are God's servants here, to lead all of you.
我特别谢谢肖牧师、肖师母 Amy 能够在这边能够继续领导弟兄姐妹。
And I would like to tell you that this morning. My title is Acts 29.
今天我跟大家分享的信息的主题是《使徒行传》二十九章。
If you have the outline with you, you can see.
如果您有讲章的这个大纲的话
，Some brothers sister may not understand. They think that pastor is writing a new chapter of Bible.
有些弟兄姐妹不了解，哎，牧师你怎么还新多写什么叫圣经的另外一章啊？
Because the book of Acts have only how many chapters?
大家知道《使徒行传》一共多少章吗
？How many? 28.
哎，只有二十八章啊。
So I'm not writing a new Bible.
我不是跟大家讲我在写新的圣经的章节。
But this is just a movement and a symbol of what God is continuing to do.These days,
我只是要跟大家分享，这是一个新的行动，也是一个新的表象，因为神的事工还在继续不断的推展。
You have perhaps heard many other pastors and other people are talking about Acts 29.
你可能听到很多的传道人、牧者，他们有分享到这个《使徒行传》二十九章啊。
And these are all about the extension of the work of God. after Acts 28.
这些很多过去的一些传道人，他们都是分享说，哦，是在二十八章以后的神的继续的一些工作。
And today God's work is continuing, not only in China but every part of the world, similar.To the action in the book of Acts.
今天我们要告诉大家，是在不只是在中国，在全世界各地，神的工继续做，就好像在使徒行传那个时候的宣教一样。
Several weeks ago, my wife shared with me and some friends in her hospital. She was trying to help an Iranian prepare him for surgery.
师母呢跟她的朋友最近有分享到一件事情，几个礼拜以前在她的医院，师母是在 Saddleback Hospital， 有一个 Iranian 就是伊朗人到那边去做手术。
她就当然要问那些病人啊，这个是一个规矩哦，你的信仰是什么？
Of course, the pre-op, you know, it's a routine procedure. She has to ask the patient, what's your religion?
那个伊朗人跟他的太太很高兴地说，我们是基督徒。
The Iranian and his wife was so happy to claim that we are Christians.
And 他们说 ,Praise the Lord.
他们说赞美主。
那把我的太太吓了一跳。
And Sharon was surprised.
啊，你是伊朗人，是这么快乐的一个基督徒呢。
He's such a happy Christian.
他们就把他们的家庭信主的事情告诉我的太太。
Then they shared the history how the family got saved in Jesus.
他们说我们一家传了三十多人都信了耶稣了。
They said the whole family over 30, we are all Christians.
但是前一阵子呢，只差我的妈妈还没有信耶稣。
But not long ago, only my mom was not saved yet.
那我们当然为她祷告了。
Of course, we pray for her.
祷告了好久了。
But we pray for a long, long time.
结果有一天妈妈晚上做梦。
Then one night, my mom had a dream.
梦里面有个人告诉她，穿了白的袍子啊。
Someone in her dream wearing white robe, telling her,
你要求我的名。
You have to ask for my name.
你要求我的名，
you have
你就得救了。
Then you will say,
你的名是什么？
是谁
啊？耶稣。
Jesus.
哇，他醒来，他觉得哇奇怪，为什么我做这个梦？
When she woke up, she was very puzzled why I had such a dream.
她以为这个只是因为我大概她听她的家庭的人讲得多了啊，没有这个我绝对不会相信。
She thought that it's because the family keep talking about Jesus, but I would not believe it.
因为我们一回教徒不能改教的。
Because as a Muslim, we cannot change our faith.
你们信你们的耶稣。
You believe your own Jesus.
我信我的阿拉。
I believe my Allah.
我不能转教。
I cannot change.
那第二天晚上。
So the second night.
又做梦。
This another dream.
同样的梦发生。
Same dream occurred again.
那这次不同了。
But this time is different.
终于告诉他，你要求告我的名啊。
This time, the person who wear the white robe said, "You have to ask my name."
她醒来跟她的孩子们讲，跟她的家人讲。
After she woke up, she told her family and the kids.
她说：“这个事情又来了，又做梦了。”
So this time, the dream came again.
我怎么办了？
What should I do?
那家人说：“你赶快信耶稣了。”
The family said, "Quickly, just accept Jesus."
她没有办法，她就信了。
She has no way to go, so she has to believe.
这个是真实的情况。
This is the true story.
神是向回教徒来做工。
Even Jesus even worked among the Muslims.
他这个家人还告诉我，他还说现在在伊朗啊，在地下有19 million people accept Christ.
The Iranian even said that underground Christians in Iran is about 19 million. 就是
我都不相信。
I can't believe it.
But it's true.
But it's true. 是真的。
Underground.
Underground, 地下的。
Because we have a radio, we have a televisions, we have underground missionaries.
因为我们有电视，我们有无线电，所以我们很多地下的基督徒。
你看神是不是在做工啊？
Don't you see that God is still working?
那你在911祷告，就求主拯救所有那些回教徒啊，是吧？
So we should pray in 911 that God will save all the Muslims.
那我的家里有一对传教士住在我家。
There was a missionary couple staying in my house.
是我儿子的朋友。
It was my son's Micah's friend.
他也告诉我们。他们在中国的经验。
They also share their experience in China.
在东北那一方，进入北韩的地方。
They stay in the northeastern part of very close to North Korea.
同时，他也告诉我们，在新疆那边也有他们的同工传福音。
They also share there are co-workers in Xinjiang also sharing gospel.
他说有两个，有个去新疆传道的传教士。
There were two missionaries sharing gospel in Xinjiang.
突然之间有两个人从新疆另外一个部分来找他。
Suddenly there are another two people coming from the other part of Xinjiang looking for them.
他说我们要听你讲道。
They said we want to listen to your message.
你怎么知道？
How do you know?
他说我们前几天也是做梦。
Because we had a dream the other day.
有个两个天使告诉我们要来这里听你讲道。
There are two angels in our dream telling us that we need to come over here to listen to your message.
结果他们信耶稣了。
Finally, they believe in Jesus.
那你说这个是不是使徒行传里面的行动呢？
Could you tell? This is almost similar scriptures written in the book of Acts.
那我在中国大陆的经验也是同样。
The experiences I had in China is also similar.
您都知道，本来我是想回去我外公的家乡来建立一个教会。
You all know that my purpose going back to China was to establish a church.From my mother's side, my grandpa of my mother's side.
但是我一点都不晓得怎么办。
But I didn't know what to do at all.
因为我知道那边的环境不同啊，文化不同，政治也更不同。
I know the circumstances, the culture, and the political situations are totally different from here.
我还没有进的乡以前，已经那些上面的官员啊，好像暗暗的警告我，你小心哦，我们做的东西，我们做的这个系统，跟您在美国完全不同的。
Before I entered to my grandpa's hometown, someone from the top side already reminded me what you've done in U.S. is totally from the system we have in here.
但是神很奇妙地帮助我们了，建立教会。
But God helped us in his miraculous ways to establish this church.
就好像《使徒行传》所讲的一样。
Just like what have written in the book of Acts.
请你打开《使徒行传》好不好？
Let's all turn to...The book of Acts.
请你看第四章。
Let's turn to chapter 4.
按照大纲里面告诉我们是看二十三节。
Let's turn to chapter 4, verse 23.
这里是告诉我们彼得约翰他在公会里面受审判。
Here it says about Peter and John, they were judged before the Sanhedrin.
这个是刚刚圣灵降临之后不久发生的事情。
That just right after, pretty quick after the Pentecost.
彼得医治了一个乞丐。
Peter has healed a crippled beggar.
那些人看到很奇怪的事情，所以要来看看究竟什么事情发生。
Those people were amazed what happened, so they wanted to see what's the story behind it.
那彼得就向他们，约翰跟他们讲福音了。
So Peter and John, they were sharing gospels to those crowd.
那他们讲了之后的许多人信耶稣。
After the preaching, many saved.
在起初圣灵降临的时候，也已经有3000人信了耶稣。
When the Pentecost arrived, there was about 3,000 people already got saved.
您看这个第二章41-42节，好不好？
If you turn to chapter 2, verse 41.
于是领受他话的人受了浸，那一天 3,000人添了。
Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their member that day.
那第42节告诉我们，他们都成立教会了，在哪里恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接、播饼、祷告。
And in verse 42, you can tell they established their churches. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of the bread and to prayer.
那42节很清楚告诉我们，这些都是教会的行动，今天我们所做的。
We can clearly tell these are all church activities for what we have doing in the church right now.
然后我们回到第4章23节了。
Let's turn back to chapter 4, verse 23.
那彼得、约翰他们被释放之后，从公会里释放之后呢，就告诉我们是中文翻译很好啊，回到会友那里去。
After their release, in the Chinese translation, is much better. It says they went back to the congregation among their church friends.
那就是教会已经建立了。
That means the church has already been established.
他们就向教会里边的人报告所发生在他们身上的事情。
Then they report to the church what had happened in their lives.
他们然后你看这里就一起来祷告。
Then you can tell that they pray together.
我们一起来念这一段圣经好不好？
Let's read together this verse.
从23节，请各位一直念到32节，好不好？
English or Chinese first?
我们这样子，中文的念这个23节，英文的念24节，这样轮流。
The Chinese speaking brother sister, please read the odd verse and the English speaking, we will read the even verse.
中文的请，个人既被释放，就到会友那里去，把祭司长和长老所说的话。 都告诉他们, verse 24, when they heard this, they raised their voices together in prayer to God. Sovereign Lord, they said, you make the heaven and the earth and the sea, everything in them. 您曾借着圣灵托你仆人，我们祖宗大卫的口说，外邦为什么争闹，万民为什么谋算虚妄的事。 26,
The kings of the earth take their stand, and the ruler gathered together against the Lord and against his anointed one.
希律和本提奥比拉多，外邦人和以色列们，果然在这城里聚集，要攻打你所高的圣徒耶稣。 28.
Decided beforehand should happen.
他们恐吓我们，现在求主见察，以免叫你仆人大放胆量，将你的道，以免伸出你的手来医治治病，并且是神迹奇事，因着你圣仆的名出来。Would you read verse 31, please? After they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And spoke the word of God boldly. 那咱们一起来念32节了啊，中英文都一起了啊。那许多的人都是一心一意的，没有人说他的东西有一样是自己的，都是大家公用。那 这些就是初期教会他们的情况。This
is what happened in the early churches.
他们建立教会。They
established church.
他们同心祷告。They
pray together. They pray in harmony.
他们勇敢地传福音。They
share the evangelism boldly.
然后他们爱心地彼此供应分享。Also,
they share everything they have in love.
那今天在 中国大陆的教会也是一样。Today
it's similar in among the Chinese churches.
神在大做工，让教会许多的教会被建立起来。God
is doing His mighty work, so the many churches have been built up.
有些是政府承认的，在政府注册的。Some
of the churches have registered with the government.
但是另外有些许许多多更多是。在家庭的聚会 在没有跟政府住着，但是他们都放胆的去聚会。
There are many, many more churches. They are like family churches. They're sharing God's message boldly.
然后这次我回去广东省增城这个地方去探访我外公的村，这是我妈妈的村子，叫做社部村。
This time I went back to Zhengcheng near in Guangdong, and the twin and the village my mom where my mom's from is called 社部村
just a
village.
And then you see right there, God gave me opportunity to preach in the city church, which is a government approved church.
大家可以看到，神给我这个机会，能够在当地的市政府所同意的一个教会里面，让我能够传讲神的福音。
And as I preach, one of the men that accept Jesus is the man in the middle right here, the fat one.
在我分享信息的过程里面，神让许多人得救，特别是中间那个白衬衫有一点发福的人。
Guess he is the chief of the village.
哦，他是村子的村长啊。
And the other people are not Christian yet, except on the other side, me and my cousin, also is a minister there.
Okay, 还有当然中间还有些人还没信主，站在我旁边的是我的 cousin, 是我的表哥。
Now this picture is taken in a small chapel that's remember my maternal grandfather.
这张照片是在纪念我外祖父的名字的这个一个小的教堂前面。
And then, now let me also for your fun and knowledge, this is the only tree in China produce the most famous fruit.
这棵是我跟这张照片，我跟大家分享，这个是非常有名的一棵。
Speaking Cantonese, 荔枝。
荔枝啊，这是一棵大树，是采荔枝的。
You can see the government just surrounded, and then the stone have the word engraved and say 增城荔枝这样子。That's the only tree.
The government even have a stone tablet over there showing that this is a 真诚的荔枝 tree.
Now, of course, there are many other similar kind of 荔枝 tree around there.
当然在附近还有很多其他的荔枝树。
But this is the only one that's so special, so sweet, special color that some of the company would buy it and sell just one fruit for several thousand dollars.
OK, 这个荔枝树很有来头的啊，它产出来的不是一般的荔枝啊，颜色又漂亮又大又甜，那个买一点就要好几千块人民币啊。
So this is the city where the church is.
这就是我外祖父的那个教会所在的这个城市。
And then I keep going. He's next.
好，这再下来，再下来。
All right, now this is again go back to that little chapel. This is not the city church, but the little chapel. Remember my maternal grandfather inside a very crude small building.
Okay, 大家可以看看，这是纪念我外祖父的这个小教堂。是一个小的教会。
And then the lady in the there is from America, from the First Chinese Baptist in Los Angeles.
在十字架底下站的那个姐妹是从这个洛杉矶第一浸信会 Chinatown 的教会的林道亮牧师。
She's a single lady.
她是一位单身的姐妹。
God has touched her.
但是神触摸她了。
That she went to the neighborhood of that city, not this chapel, but just a vicinity.And they bought a large piece of land and built a rehab center there.
神触摸他，感动他，让他在这个这个村子附近买了一大块土地，要盖这个休养中心啊。
He's just a very simple, young, skinny lady, a little weak, but she's handling all these drug addicts.
Oh, wow.
And try to help them to. recuperate, recover from smoking all those opiums and things like that.
这是一个戒毒中心，大家看这个姐妹啊，不是很强壮，但是这样弱小的一个姐妹，她居然承担这么大的一个工作，帮助许多的人在那边有吸毒、吸鸦片的一些问题，在那边做这个戒毒的工作。
And God is using her, even the government approve her work.And I think that's so important. And the means that she brings these people to recover, to change their habit, is through the gospel, the Lord Jesus Christ.
她所做的这项工作，连政府都同意了，因为她是透过用福音的方法来帮助他们来戒毒。
And she sometimes helped me in the work in this village too.
她也邀请我在这个村子里面一起来做这方面的工作。
And then next,
下一章
we here see again this little chapel, and the one next to me is my brother, and the chief of villager, and that lady, and then my sister-in-law. We were there for a meeting one time.
这是站在这个小教堂前面，旁边的是我弟弟，再来是村长，然后是我弟妹。
And then these are some of the older people there.
这是村子里面比较年长的人。
Now, this is the city, church that I preach in.
这就是我在那边讲到的一个教会。
They actually have free services on Sunday.
他们礼拜天主日有三堂聚会。
One in Cantonese, and then one in Mandarin, and one at night.
哦，一堂早上有这个广东话的，然后是国语的普通话，然后晚上还有一堂聚会。
And they have four story.
是一栋四层楼的建筑。
And then there have about those seven, 800 people.
差不多七八百人聚会。
Now, but now we come back to this little chapel here. When we first meet, they came and listened to the gospel.
这个是我们这个聚会的小教堂，我们在那边传福音。
Now, this is the lady that's mainly responsible for that little chapel's work.This is the pastor's wife, the one that's standing beside my wife.
在仙人堂师母旁边站的是那边的师母。
And Mrs. Xie has a great love for people.
谢师母非常的对人非常的有爱心。
She loves to share the gospel.
非常喜欢传福音。
She herself has a church that's borrowed someplace in another city.And have about 200-300 people now.
他自己本身还有一个教会，在另外一个城市有两三百人聚会。
So her husband pastored church, and she pastored another church.
所以她不但牧养，帮助牧养她先生的教会，她也牧养她自己还有一个教会。
She's the one that mainly helped this little village church that I wanted to build continue.
她自己主要就是帮助我外祖父这个村子能够继续建立教会。
Now right here you can see some young man there's helping me drive me around, and then the little older gentleman is also another worker, a church minister.
好，在这张照片里面比较年轻的那位是我们的司机，另外一位是教会的同工哦。
Here is my wife with some of the children who accepted Jesus.
师母跟一些接受主耶稣的孩子们所照的相。
Now he is back to the city church. This is how big it is inside. They have several levels, and that's why they can hold more people.
这是城里面真城里面的教会，大家可以看有好几层。
Now this is again that minister that he himself have an other church someplace else.
这位牧师不但只有在城里面有教会，还有其他几个地方都有教会。这个就是城里面的教会。
In a little city next to my grandfather's village, it's called Fuhuo. This Fuhuo town is built by the Hong Kong Baptist people and helped them to build this big church.
这个教会叫复活堂啊，是由香港的基金会的会友们所捐赠。
Now we're back to this group of people who are volunteers. They are non-paid, all of them. They are volunteers, workers for the church in all the villages around that city. Many of those villages, they are the workers here. All these mainly ladies, you can see. Mainly ladies. And then the pastor... of that church is right next to me on the other side.
好，大家看这张照片，全是姐妹的，在教会的同工啊、义工啊，他们是帮助附近几个村子很多的教会。那有一个牧师是站在牧师的另外一边的。
So I was allowed to train them for quite a few times.
我很高兴有机会能够训练他们好几次。
Now this is another church in another village.
这是另外一个村子的另外一个教会。
It is also under the sponsorship of that main church in Zhengcheng.
这也是真诚里面的教会，他们所资助的一个教会。
Inside here, you can see the pastor and some of the people there. That's not on Sunday. But now we come back to the village church, and here are some of the children accepted Jesus.
大家可以看到这张照片，也看到有些小孩接受主耶稣。
Now, this is the other pastor I mentioned.And 复活 and his wife.
好，这是复活堂里面的牧师师母。
So God has been using them to do great things.
神在使用不同的人来做他伟大的事工。
Now, but then because the little chapel is too small.
当然，大家知道一个小教堂实在是太小。
And when the people are responding.
当会友们有回应的时候。
The pastor and his wife over there say that it is too small.
牧师师母一直讲这个教堂实在太小。
We want to have a bigger building.
我们希望一个大一点的一个教堂。
And they decide to use the structure, the buildings that, and other big building that remember my grandfather.
他们计划要使用我纪念我外祖父的另外一个比较大的建筑物。
I didn't have a picture there, but you can see it right here.
大家看不，我这里没有照片，大家我带一张照片来。
This is called 太初堂。
This is called the 太初堂。
That's his name. 太初啊。
就是我外祖父的名字。
And then now has been used by the city and the villages as a kindergarten.
现在呢，被那边的当地的政府用来做这个幼儿园。
And then, so they say that let's do that. The pastor and some of the worker there, let's use this downstairs. There are two structure, up and down. Use the downstairs for the village people to have their wedding and do whatever their social thing, but fix the upstairs for.A very beautiful church structure.
他们计划的这个牧师计划说，这两层楼呢，楼下就用一些社区的一些活动，那楼上希望能够建立一个教堂。
And because the building itself is very old and deteriorated.
这个建筑物本身已经非常的老旧，而且在毁坏了。
And the roof is leaking.
而且那个屋顶也在漏水。
And all the walls are crumbling.
当然，那个墙壁也是斑驳的。
And the gates are rusting.
然后那个门也都生锈了。
And the road that lead to this major building in the village is very muddy.It's all used by the cows and animals.
而且呢，通往这个教堂的路也都是很泥泞，都是一些牛啊。你喝完那些动物走
full of smell as you walk past.
如果你走过去，那个味道也挺不好闻。
And they say, let's fix that road too.
他说，希望我们也能够修这条路。
So the cars can go in and park around the church.
希望能够车子能够开过去，直接开到教堂。
So that's what we did.
这就是我们所做的。
And then they have now already almost done and fixed the whole upstairs, take down some of the wall and put pews and put a pulpit and a sound system, make it as an official church in the village.
二楼呢，现在已经在建造之中，然后已经把这个教会的椅子还有讲台都已经摆上去了。
And then this building is able to.House a lot more people, maybe 100, 150, and then let other villages also can come. Oh, there are a lot of cars in China now, right? And then they can join in this service.
这个堂弄好以后可以做到150个人左右，能够让附近的村子都能够来聚会，因为现在大陆的这个车子是很多的。
And of course, it's expensive.
You mean the cars?
The reconstruction.
Reconstruction. 对不起啊，我看犯病。当然了，这整个建造的费用是很庞大的。
It has taken them more than the 100,000 人民币 Chinese money
整个来讲差不多要100,000那就是10万人民币换算15,000块钱美金
好多了
差不多
了 right. And then now of course you know after a while things increase and this and that they say not enough the church of course is very careful make sure the workers are not cheatingAnd so now will cost about $120,000.
当然，随着物价的上涨，所有的工资都增长啊，所以整个成本线涨涨到了12万的人民币。他们也非常小心在看这些工人有没有骗人。
But praise the Lord.
感谢主。
One of my relatives from Hong Kong already give half of the cost.
感谢主，我在香港的一个亲戚已经奉献了超过一半的这个。
Then he says, Wilfred, you raise the other half.
然后。我的亲戚告诉我 ，Weaver， 中定期，那请你负责另外一半。
See, I come all the way
from America. 我大老远从美国来。
I want to rebuild my grand uncle's father's church.
我就是想要重新建造我外公的教堂。
I cannot say no.
我不能说 no 啊，对不对
？Where do I come the money from?
但是我的钱从哪儿来呢
？Of course, I think of somebody else.
但我也想到某些人了。
I was hoping that God will touch all my relatives and friends and even you guys.Who have heard about it? You are being touched by God to support this project.
我也希望我的亲朋好友还有在座的各位，如果你听到了我们这个需要，愿意来支持我们这个事工。
And of course, I would want you first of all support your church right here first.
当然，我请大家第一个要支持我们目前的这个教会，
church,
我们的母会。
Our church is going to refinance.
因为我们的教会现在要经过一个重新贷款的手续。
You need a lot of money.
我们也需要很多的钱。
And your thought should be supporting this is the number one.
所以支持我们的母会是我们的首要任务。
But if God is good to you and you are able to spend some money to support this, and certainly the church in China would appreciate.And I will appreciate.
但是如果您觉得神对你很好，你有余，你愿意支持在大陆施工，我会非常的感谢。
Very interesting. Just this week, I received this letter from my relative.
非常有趣的，这个礼拜我收到我在大陆的亲戚写来的信。
He says, 我用中文念给大家听。I read it in Chinese, okay? 他说，周牧师，主内平安。近日天气变幻无常，香港非常热。美国东岸有打大风啊，几百班飞机停航，人们争相走避，大浪，这是许多风灾、水灾啊，大浪冲击，多处有地震，这是我想啊，是灾难的起头，主来的日子近了。
My relative wrote me this letter, say, Wofford, there are many weather changes.In the world,、
yeah.
East Coast, we have hurricane, there are earthquake. I believe this is the beginning of God's judgment, the end of the days.
Danny, 他说能否无愧见主面，向主交账
？How can we report to our God shameless?、
然后他告诉我这个村子社部村的情况。
They should report the update of my grandpa's village.
他说到多次跟那个谢师母相谈，他说这个房子因为日久失修，所以呢需要好多的钱来重建。
Because this building is deteriorating,、we need a lot of money to rebuild it.
啊，但是他说。感谢主，他们现在差不多都成就了。
But my relative said, "Thank God, it's almost completed."
他说，谢师母说，现在每个星期都有聚会。
The pastor's wife, Mrs. Xie, said there's a meeting almost every week.
40-50个人左右。
Every worship, they have average 40-50 congregation.
你看神是不是他答应了我们的祷告啊
？Can you tell that God already answered our prayer?
教会成功了。
This church has been built.
从没有人的。
Starting from nobody.
啊，现在40-50个人。
Now they have 40-50 people.
感谢主，我有机会把教会对面的一个家庭带领归主。
I thank God give me opportunity to lead a family just live right across the church.
这个老伯伯信了主之后， 那个村长啊，给他教堂的钥匙，他说你去把这个管这个教堂。他说好好好，我去了。现在不会再失修了，哇，一定会继续很好的保护了。
After the old brother got saved, the pastor in this church said, "Brother, I'll give you the church key so you can in charge."And watch over the reconstruction's progress.
感谢主，我有机会去训练的那一些同工们，有些也去那边来传福音，他们也带领一些家庭归主了。
I'm also thankful that I have opportunity to train the workers there, and those workers already led many people to Christ.
然后他们就把这个教会建立起来了。
They together build up this church.
那这里你看见啊。在这个小教堂前面呢，回去一阵子啊，回去一点。那个有在我旁边，在这边不是右手边那个啊，有四个弟兄，你猜他们从哪里来看我呢？
The four brothers on my left hand side, you know where they were from?
安徽。
安徽 province.
他们坐火车8个钟头，四个人跑来见我。
It took them 8 hours by train.From 安徽 to 广州 come to see me.
因为有人介绍我，所以要我去帮他们组领一些训练栽培的聚会。
Someone introduced them, so they came to invite me to lead a special meeting over there.
他看见我，有为我一起祷告的时候呢，接受我了，所以呢，承认我是也是他们的同工了，所以我就去了。
We pray together that they acknowledge I'm one of their coworkers, so I went.
在还没有去以前呢，我也有机会去另外一个广东的一个教会来讲道。
Before I went to Anhui, I have another chance to preach in a church in Guangdong.
And this man was trained by us too. He is from one of the mountain in Guangdong, from Miao.From that tribe, a special mountain tribe.
这位弟兄呢，有机会我们来训练，他是从苗族来的。
This young man been to university.
这位弟兄有去过大学。
And he wants to surrender to serve God.
但是他愿意完全的顺服来服侍主。
Now here are some of the others that I have been able to train in this another city called Qingyuan.
这是我在清源这个城市里面的教会我所做的同工训练。
And then the next, here is the church in Qingyuan is even bigger than the church in Zhengcheng.
当然，这个清源的教会比在增城的这个教会还要大。
Next to me is the pastor, a woman.
在我旁边的是一位女牧师。
The other one is the assistant pastor.
在我右边那位弟兄是助理牧师。
And over is the guy that also helped in the rehab center. You remember that lady?He's the guy, he's the head, he's the one that controls all these drug addicts.
这位右手边这个年轻的这个弟兄呢，是帮助刚刚我们讲的美国第一基金会去的那个姐妹，在那边弄的戒毒中心，他在那边负责。
He's from this city, so he's a very tough guy.
他是从那个城来的啊，非常。
I can watch him, he deals with those guys very well.
他对付那些有需要戒毒的人很有一套。
He has lots of love.
当然，他也充满了爱。
Because he himself was delivered by drug.
因为他自己也是被毒品给释放。
And he loved God.
他也非常的爱主。
So he's the one that brought me to that church.
所以是他带我来这个教会。
And then next one. Now here is Anhui 了。
哦，这是我到了安徽了。
You can see that here. Now you look at the house. It is this house is the typical.Villagers live.
这个房子大家看一下，这就是当地村民他们一般住的所住的房子。
And the house right next to it is pastor's house.
在这个房子的旁边那一栋就是牧师的房子。
You can see how the pastor is enduring toughness in life.
大家可以看到这个牧师在生活中是十分的艰难啊。
Four children, two girls, two boys.
而且他有四个孩子，两男两女。
They're all helping him.
而且都帮忙在一起牧会。
They're all grown up now. And then here are some of his members.
这是其中的一些会友。
The whole house has only one room.
整个房子就一间。
Next, then is the kitchen. It's just on the outside.
在后面就是厨房跟外面。
And then this whole house is his bed there. And then he's teaching blackboard. And every Sunday, they live and they speak and they worship in his bedroom.
他们每个礼拜就是在这个房间里面，就是他的卧室里面来聚会，有一个白板。
And they brought me to another big, huge house besides the field. And here is some of the lady. One of the ladies helped them to cook, and you can see some big pot. I mean, big stove there, in the way back on the right hand side.
好，这位看，这是这个教会有一位姐妹来帮忙烹饪的。
Now here are some of the ladies and the men.They are worshiping together with me.
这是一些弟兄姐妹跟我一起在敬拜。
And then in the front are the ladies, and some of the younger ones you didn't see. I didn't take them, but in the back you can see some men there.
大家可以看到在前面很多姐妹，后面有一些弟兄。
And these are poor farmers.
这些都是非常贫困的农人。
Not much money.
都没有钱。
But they love God.
但是他们非常的爱主。
Every morning they did not tell me to join them. In the morning they did not tell me to join their meeting.
他们一大早，他们早上都不邀请我去参加他们。
But you can hear about four something, the sound of singing hymns downstairs. I hear them.
但是早晨清晨四点钟，你就会听到楼下他们大家一起在那边聚会，在感唱赞美诗。
And I went down and I joined and saw all of them kneel down with a strict posture in prayer.
我下楼看到他们每一个人都直直的跪的，好好的在那边祷告。
And they pray for 1 hour, sometime longer.
他们至少祷告一小时，有时候更长。
Every day，
每天早上。
Now I must admit, I never have done that myself.
我自己要承认，我从来自己都没有这样做过。
So after 3 days, I kneel like that, straight, because you cannot bow there. If you do that, you will touch your somebody out up there. You see, everybody's packed, so you just sit there and pray.
三天以后，我也直挺挺的跪在那儿，因为如果你歪一点，你就撞到前面的人了。
After 3 days, my knees are black and blue.
三天以后，我的膝盖都淤青了，黑了，发黑发青了。
We knelt like that 7 days.
这样子的话，七天。
They pray with passion. They pray with music. They pray to God with repentance and tears.
他们真是用热情、用爱向神祷告，因为他们在甚至流泪来祷告。
They pray in unison.
他们同心一意的祷告。
I was deeply touched.
我的心里非常的感动。
I thought that they want me come to teach them.
我以为他们来叫我是来教导他们的。
I did.
我也做了这事。
I spoke to them 8 hours a day.
我每天跟他们教导八小时，每天这样子教导。
Now then, of course, including the meal and other things and fellowship, but at 9 o'clock, they still want more at night.
当然，我每天聚会八小时，其中有吃饭，有交通的时间。到了晚上9点钟，他们还不让我走。
So they think that, oh, Brother Chang, you're a little old now, so.You rest, okay?
他们说周牧师啊，你年纪大了，你休息一下
哈。They have other brothers, those that you see a while ago. They are the one that preach.
好，所以你看后面有些弟兄，那个他们就接力再继续讲道。
Every day like that.
每天如此哦。
God just using these to teach me how I need to develop my own prayers.Develop my own spirituality, my holiness before God.
神使用这些弟兄姐妹来教导我，我要怎么样在神的面前养成这样子祷告的习惯，以及怎么样成为圣洁的一个人。
The things that most touched me was when I pray with them. I hear them. They just out of themselves, they pray, take turn, and they pray what? They pray about the teaching that they heard yesterday.All the teaching, what I did, they come back from the prayers.
他们一个接一个轮流的祷告，他们祷告什么呢吗？他们是把昨天所学习的放在祷告当中。
And I say, Lord, thank you for bringing me to Anhui.
我说神啊，我谢谢你带我来安徽。
To help me learn from the book of Hebrews, saying that how Christians ought to develop their relationship with God, their holiness.And their love to each other.
我谢谢神让我学习在希伯来书所说的，我们基督徒要在爱跟圣洁里面 来成长。
Now here are two persons you got to know.
这边有两个人，请大家该看一下。
Not this.
The other.
Further back. Yeah, continue.
这个，这个，好。
Yes. Do you know who these are? Anybody know?Oh, you don't know.
没有人认识这个。
This is Xu Jing's father and mother.
徐静的爸爸妈妈。
金徐 is are they here?
今天没来啊，徐静啊。对，徐静，我们教会的徐静，徐静的爸爸。
Because this is 安徽 okay.
这在安徽啊。
I especially took time to visit them and share the gospel with them.
我特别找时间去拜访徐静的爸爸妈妈，跟他们传福音。
And the father is very receptive.
爸爸是非常的
very open.
非常的开
放。He was a university professor.
他是一个大学的教授。
And his wife was a high school principal.
徐静的母亲是一个高中的校长。
So they are fairly well-to-do. Their house where they live is very, very nice. A lot different from others.
他们的环境很好，所以你看他们住的房子跟其他人房子也不一样。
But he is very open to the gospel, so pray for him.
所以请大家继续为他祷告，他对福音是有一个接受的心。
徐静 sister.
现在另外一位年纪轻的是徐静的姐姐。
So I brought this out for you to pray for them.
所以我把这个照片给大家看，就为他祷告。
Then I go to 安徽。
这是安徽。
I mean, 温州, sorry, 温州。
温州。
Yeah, 温州。
浙江温州。
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Now, but before I talk about 温州, let me share one thing with you that really touched me about 安徽 too.
Okay, 我在讲到我温州的经历之前，我再跟大家讲一下非常让我感动在安徽的时候发生的事情。
After I finish all the preaching.
在我完成了这些教导跟布道以后
I'll leave to visit Xu Jing's father and mother.
我去拜访徐伯伯徐妈妈
And then one of the brother gave me a package of money.
有一个弟兄给我一个包裹，里面都是钱。
4,000人民币。
里面有4,000块人民币。
That much money give to me?
这么多钱要给我吗？干什么呢？
They want to compensate me.
他们要资助我。
That's a lot of money.
您知道吗？这对他们来讲是很大的一笔钱。
As you know, many pastors will tell you, if you go to China, they never give you money.
你知道，如果你听传道人讲，你去大陆做这些宣教的活动，他们都不会给你金
钱的。No, you go to preach is your privilege. So no compensation, no love offering.
如果你去讲道，那很好是你的，但是没有人会给你任何的爱心奉献。Okay.
But it surprised me. Is this poor farmer? They are the only one.Who gave me 4,000 人民币？
但是让我非常惊讶的，这个贫穷的农夫愿意给我4,000块人民币。
I was deeply touched.
我心里非常的感动。
I say thank you so very much.
我说非常的谢谢你。
But
但是
God has already provided my need.
神已经给我充足的供应。
Before I came, some sister already provided me my airplane tickets.
在我来之前呢，已经有姐妹已经支持了我，帮我买好机票了。
So I say thank you.
所以我说谢谢你。
May I give this money back, offer it back to you.
我让我把这个奉献还给你。
For you to have bigger church,
让你有一个
get bigger building.
你以后可以买更大的教堂。
These are unregistered church now.
您知道这些教会是没有跟政府注册的教会。
They may have government to prosecute them.
什么时候他们政府会对他们有点迫害？
They are not afraid.
但是他们不害怕。
They still rent big, build a big house for them to meet.
他们还是继续租用更大的一些房子来聚会。
And they share together.
而且他们一切来分享。
They eat together.
他们一起用餐。
I remember the last meal I have with them in this one building, that they rent, They have about over 100 people stuck all in one little building. And they all sit in those little wooden chair. And hundreds of them. And then outside is the kitchen. And they cook and everybody eat together.
我在走之前, 最后一餐跟他们一起吃，就在他们那个房小小的房间里面，里面挤满了100个人左右，然后大家坐了一个小小的木椅子，然后厨房就在外面。
They share in love.
他们真的是在爱里面分享。
They pray.
他们一起祷告。
And they establish churches.
他们也建立教会。
Those four brothers that I shown you, they are from different point.Of Anhui, they came together.
那四位弟兄从安徽坐火车来找我的，他们是从四个不同的地方来的。
And finally, I want to share with you, I had the opportunity to go to Wenzhou.
好，最后我要跟大家讲，我有机会去温州。
Why do I show you this building?
我为什么要跟大家看，让大家看这张这个照片的这个建筑物
？You will never know it's a church.
你一定看不出来这是个教会吧？
Inside is very big.
里面是一个很大的教会。
And they have dormitories inside.
里面还有宿舍呢。
Nobody know.
没有人知道。
They have close to maybe 50, 60, seminary students there.
因为在这个里面差不多五六十个神学生住在里头。
They will train them for 3 years.
他们已经他们会训练他3年。
And then they will go out to share the gospel.
然后他们就会出去传福音。
Now, this is Wenzhou.
这里是温州。
This is, you know, Wenzhou is close, is in Zhejiang province, close to Xiamen. Xiamen go up a little bit, and it's on the seaport and on the eastern side of the coast. Now the next one.
Okay, 温州是在厦门的上，在浙江的南边。
This is another seminary that I attend.
这是另外一个神学院，我去的另外一个神学院。
Why do I show all this to you?
为什么要给你们看这张照片？
Well, that's the wood they used to cook rice.Cook their meal.
这些木头是他们拿来煮饭做菜用的。
And then these are the students.
这些就是学生。
Look how young they are.
你看到他多年轻。
Very young.
非常的年轻。
They all dedicated. You see some of this male students?
你看到有一些男孩子吗？
Some of them pray so powerfully that it shakes you.
这些年轻的弟兄们，他们祷告这么有力，会让你非常的惊讶。
And they love the Lord.
而且他们都非常爱主。
I had opportunity to train them how to preach.
我训练他们怎么讲道。
Maybe they should train me.
也许该换他们来训练我。
They are good.
非常好。
And then next, now here are another one. Okay, and then next. Now here I want to show you how bold they are.
我现在要告诉大家，你看他们多么的大胆。
This is a not registered, government not approved church.
请注意，这不是三自教会啊，跟教会没有，跟政府没有登记的。
The seminary is inside.
有一个，却有一个神学院在里头。
And then outside they said Emmanuel.
在外面居然写了 Emmanuel 以马内利啊。
And on the top, there's a cross too.
在上面还有个十字架。
Then the next one, oh, this is the most outstanding one.
这个是很棒的一张。
Because that's Easter time.
因为那个时候是赶 Easter 是复活节。
And the dean of the seminary tell me, Brother Chang, would you like to visit a dedication ceremony of one of our church?In the vicinity.
Okay, 中弟兄，你有没有兴趣来参加？我们要一个献堂典礼，在我们这个城里面一个献堂典礼。
That's on Saturday.
那是在一个礼拜六。
I say okay.
我说好啊。
So as before we went into the church, you can see a team of drum hitting ladies.Was welcoming us.
大家可以看，在我们进入这个教堂之前，有一排的女生们在这边打鼓。
Here when I go up, to the near the church again, another big lineup of drum team. These are women with uniform, wearing Christian emblems to welcome people to go to church.
这一群的姐妹们。大的鼓号乐队啊，他们穿着那个基督徒的这个制服，在那边欢迎大家能够去教会。
I don't understand.
我不了解。
Why are they so bold?
他们怎么敢这么胆子这么大
？I asked the dean of the seminary. I said, Why are these people so bold? They are not afraid.
我问那个神学院的院长，这些人怎么胆子这么大，都 吗?
He says, in our place, Wanzhou, in this village, some of the villages, 70% people are Christians.
他告诉我们在我们温州这些村子里面，有些村子里面高达70%的人都是基督徒。
He says, even though security people, the government people, they are our relatives.
在里面管治安的、公安的，很多人都是这些基督徒的朋友、
亲戚。So they're not afraid.
所以他们没什么好怕的。
Okay, and then here you can see the church. You can see the church. Oh, that one didn't change.
Okay.
You can see big banner from the top.Coming down.
大家看那个教堂很热闹啊，还上结彩啊。
This building is only seat about 250 people.
这个教堂可坐250个人。
Yeah. And then next, see, this is telling you this drum team who are cross with the cross, and they have emblem say God loves.The world,
okay, the
world.
这个地方这个旗子很清楚告诉大家他们是沙门教会军鼓队而且他们的制服上还写神爱世人、啊、
He's a part of the welcome team.
这个是欢迎的队伍
Now see the cross way up
大家没看到十字架高高在上面
This is on the top of the hill
这是在注意、啊、这个教堂是在一个小山坡上面、啊、
So everybody can see it
所以大家都看得到
They areBold and proud of their church.
他们非常的大胆，而且非常的爱他们的教会。
And here are the choirs.
再是他们的诗班。
Not just one.
哦，不是一个哦。
They have about 12 or more choir coming to sing for them that day.
那一天有超过12个诗班来献诗。
What church are they coming from?
那教从哪些教会来的呢
？They say that today to celebrate this.Church building, we congratulate them. All the family churches in Wanzhou, all those are underground churches, all of them coming to celebrate.
这些诗班都是从温州附近所有的家庭教会所来的，因为他们大家一起来庆祝这个新教堂的建立。
Many of the people are coming.
很多很多人来。
Okay, and then so they treat them lunch.
Oh, 教堂请大家吃饭。
Now today I hope that you stay for lunch.
所以我请大家今天留下来中午要吃饭。
I heard Pastor Xiao told me you have lots of moon cake to eat.
Okay. 今天我们谢谢王伯伯带来很多很多月饼来跟我们分享。
But guess how many people attend this lunch that day?
哎，请大家猜猜当天有多少人参加这个午宴
？They have four meals in a separate time.
他们一共有四个吃饭的这个时间啊。
They are welcoming all these people coming to visit to celebrate God's grace.
这就是我们台湾讲的流水席哦，欢迎大家都来吃。
Each time 1,000 people.
Each time 1,000 people. 每一次是有一千人用饭。
Four times 4,000.
Four times 四次吃饭就一共有四千人啊。
They are enjoying a big cook outside for a big pot.You can try to see the cooking for everybody. And lots of dishes too, by the way.
Oh, 很热闹那个就是在厨师什么就在外面煮啊非常丰富。
It's not like our church, all two free dishes, pretty good, you know? No.
Oh, we just have a lot of food. 不像我们每次都叫两个 item 而已。
10 dishes or more, keep cooking.
每一桌有超过十样菜。
And for 4,000 people.
哎，四千人来吃饭。
In this little village,
这个小小的村子里头
preaching God's grace,
在宣扬神的恩典
loving one another,
是彼此相爱
They have 465 seminary students in that city,
在这个小村子里面有465个神学生
and millions of Christians,
当然还有数以百万计的基督徒
So we thank God,
我们非常的感谢神
for what God has given them.
神所赐给他们的
to continue the work of God,
来继续为主做工
establishing lot more churches,
而且能建立更多的教会
praying together,
让大家一起同心祷告
sharing together the gospel,
而且在爱心分享一起来传福音
Would you be bold enough to share God's word?
你愿不愿意壮胆来为主传福音
What are you saving your time and energy for?
您把您的时间跟您的精力省下来是在做什么呢
To raise a family?
就是养家糊口
To make more money?
还是赚更多的钱?
Or to please God?
还是要取悦神?
Investing in the bank in heaven.
请大家投资在天上的银行账户。
Finally, let me show you some of the pastors in Zhejiang.
让最后我跟大家看一个照片。
About 50 of them came to join in a pastor's conference that I have a chance to share with these underground churches pastors.
在浙江我们有机会跟超过50名以上的这个传道人大家一起聚会。
Again, they got up early to pray.
再一次他们都是一大早就起来
祷告。So are these seminary students.
当然神学院的学生也是一大早就起来祷告。
They pray in the morning and the evening for 1 hour.
他们早上跟下傍晚都是一个小时各一小时的祷告。
May God help us to do the same.
愿神帮助我们也能够如此做。让我们一起低头祷告。
Father, thank you for this time that we can listen and share together Acts 29.
天父，我们谢谢你给我们今天这个机会，让我们一起来学习《使徒行传》的第29章。
Thank you for what you're doing in China.
谢谢您在中国所成就的大事。
We pray that you do greater work right here in Irvine.
主，我们相信你在 Irvine 也要成就您的大事。
Bless Pastor Xiao and his wife and all the members here.
求主祝福肖牧师、肖师母以及所有在这边聚会的弟兄姐妹。
May God's power and God's grace express in through this church.
愿神的力量以及神的恩典透过我们的教会能彰显出来。
And see many people come to know Christ.
让更多的人能够回到主的面前。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.